There are some beautiful hadith regarding wearing of turban. Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha had narrated that once a person came to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he came on a very beautiful Turkish horse, and the rider had a turban and the tail of the turban hung between his shoulders. So she questioned beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam concerning him. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam expressed surprise over the fact that she had seen the rider and informed her that it was Jibreel alayhi salam. As you can see, that Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam also wore a turban. It's also mentioned by Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha that beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam tied the turban on Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu and allowed for a tail of the length of 4 fingers in the back. And he said, when I ascended the sky, that means referring to Mi'raj Sharif, I saw most of the angels had on turbans. As you can see, also the way the practice of the angels wearing turban. Hazrat Ubadah radiallahu anhu reports that beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, make a practice of tying turbans since it is a hallmark of angels. Furthermore, tie them in such a manner that the tail hangs at the back. That means the tail of the turban must be in the back. Adopt the turban as it will increase your forbearance. Hold fast to the turban as it is the sign of the angels. Also let loose and hang the end on the back. Beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has reported, the reward of salah performed while wearing a turban is multiplied 25 times. And also is mentioned in another hadith that the angels attend the Jummah wearing turbans. Hence, those who wear turbans and come for Jummah receive the benefit of angels making dua for them until sunset. Alhamdulillah. And also mentioned in one hadith that Jummah performed while wearing a turban is 70 times, how many times? 70 times superior to a Jummah performed without turban. Some of Almighty Allah's angels stand at the door of the masjid and seek repentance on behalf of those wearing turbans. Related by Hazrat Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, 2 rakat of salah performed while wearing a turban is superior to 70 rakat performed without a turban. Mercy of Allah descends on those wearing turbans and the angels make dua for such people. It's also mentioned by Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu that the turban distinguishes Muslim from the mushrik. Narrated by Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu saying that one should wear a turban over one's topi, over hat, because the mushrikeen don't wear a hat, they just put a turban on without a hat. So again, it shows you how popular it was to wear a turban and with a hat. That's a distinguishing factor between us and the mushrikeen. And also is mentioned, as we mentioned before, that you get more blessings performing salah with the turban. And it's mentioned that when Fir'aun was being punished, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam came down for the punishment and he had on his head a black turban. Again, to prove, alhamdulillah, that the angels themselves wore turban. So let us try and increase the sunnah of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and let us not be ashamed to wear a turban. As I say, even the angels wear turban. So may Almighty Allah give us tawfiq, alhamdulillah. In the environment of Dawat Islam, you find, alhamdulillah, majority of those who adhere to the rules of Dawat Islami wear turbans. So it becomes so much easier if you are surrounded by people wearing turbans. So come and join the mahal of Dawat Islami. You'll find it will become so much easier donning a turban. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.